You guys, having Jillian here is such a dream come true because she is going to teach us all about metacognition, and I need to learn about metacognition. So this is really kind of killing two birds with one stone. I'm so excited. Campus Chronicles is the ultimate podcast for college students seeking real stories, honest advice, and empowering insights to thrive in student life and beyond. Hosted by Brooke Young and the Campus Chronicles team, this weekly show features inspiring interviews, practical tips, and conversations that tackle the challenges, wins, and personal growth that comes with university life. Perfect for college students, campus leaders, and young adults looking to make the most of their journey, one episode at a time. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube, and join the community redefining what it means to thrive in university. Jillian, I want to begin with our famous question. What is your Campus Chronicles story?
Hi, Brooke. Hi, Campus Chronicles. I'm so elated to be here. Okay, my Campus Chronicle, like any good epic quest or tale, it has its peaks and many, many valleys, challenges, monsters. And my Campus Chronicle is really a soul exploration because I'm a lifelong learner and a honestly great student. You tell me what classes to take and I will get an A+ in them. But where it was harrowing for me was choosing what to study and what to do and the implications of what will I do with my life and what am I supposed to do. That was devastating to me. I could not answer that question. And I hated when people would say, you know, my advisors or my trusted adults in my life and my friends would say, you get to decide that for yourself. I don't want to. How can I decide that? I'm 18 years old. No.
Thank you for putting words to that phenomenon. I was in the same boat.
Yeah. And I know that many people are. It's a big question. It's a big question. And so that was a devastating thing for me. And it actually led to, I got my associates and I moved on to pursue a bachelor's, but I dropped out because what I was studying didn't make sense to me. And I chose to explore the career field and the workforce instead. But I wound up just trying to fit myself into boxes that didn't suit me, all in the name of, I didn't really believe that you could create your life by design. I didn't believe that. And so then, of course, the question, what do you want to study, didn't compute to me and didn't come easily to me because I didn't believe that I could choose. I so deeply believed at that time that you're supposed to, and for the listeners, like I'm doing air quotes, you're supposed to do something safe, something responsible, something rational, something reasonable.
Yes, you're supposed to have a canned answer. I'm going to be a teacher, a nurse, something like that.
Exactly. And it was so hard. I didn't believe that you could choose, you could create your life by design, that you could actually follow your heart. That felt like a fantasy, a pipe dream. That's not for people like me from towns I'm from. You just do something normal, Jill. But normal was very unappealing to me. So I ended up, you know, going into the workforce and exploring eventually to do a lot of inner work and wind up studying what I wanted to study, something that does light me up. And now, you know, there is a happy ending to the tale, but I get to do what I love, what I feel like I'm designed to do, really, really meaningful work in the world that lights me up and excites me. So it is possible. It's possible to study what excites you. It's possible to go for what lights you up and dream really big and just keep taking steps towards it. That's actually a thing. Spoiler alert.
And spoiler alert, to get to where you want to go, to have the courage to take those steps, we have to address some of these things that we think about ourselves, that we think about the world, that we feel, stories that we've picked up and we've put in our backpack, you may say, that may be ours and they also may not be.
Yes, so important. And you mentioned metacognition at the beginning, and metacognition simply is thinking about the way you think, the way your mind works. And what's so interesting about it, another spoiler alert, is that your thoughts are options. You think many, many, many thoughts in a single day, and not a single one of them you get to like trust as automatic facts. Hold on a second. That's when we start to become aware of our thoughts and question, okay, whose thought is this? Where does this come from? Is this just a thought that I've been repeating on autopilot for 3 decades? Is this something I heard somewhere else? Is this something an experience of mine taught me that I get to really question and re-examine now? And examining your thoughts and questioning your thoughts is so important, because your mind's job is to populate thoughts. That's what it's there to do. Yay, it's doing its job. But you, as the director of your mind, have a say in the direction those thoughts go, and they can either be for you or sometimes against you. And so you get to choose.
What role does unlearning thought patterns have in this?
The most mission critical role. In fact, you know, when I say my campus chronicles, like this harrowing tale of...
It's a real harrowing tale, though, because when you're in something like that, you feel essentially hopeless.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you use the word feel, because of your total mind, 95 to 97% of the way your mind functions is subconscious, meaning it goes without your saying so, without your conscious awareness, without your influence, which is a great thing. That means your body gets to function on its own. You don't have to think about breathing, and you don't have to think about most of your thoughts all day long. You simply run on programming, on subconscious programming, which is helpful. Yay. But, unlearning is the first step and probably the most major step, because while your brain was developing, you know, in childhood, even in teenage years, and it never stops, right? Our subconscious never stops being programmed and influenced and learning. But while we're there, before we're conscious and aware enough, like the wise adults we are now, it learns things and makes meaning about circumstances and experiences that might not necessarily be true, or that lesson might not serve you in this time anymore. So the subconscious is of the body, and that's where your belief system lives, right? What it feels like, where your emotions live, and that's really running the show. So becoming aware of what does live in my belief system. What do I believe about myself, about life, what I could and should and get to do with this one precious life? What do I believe? What do I feel about that is actually what's running and directing your thoughts. The thoughts are the mindset, right? The metacognition is a byproduct of actually what's happening subconsciously on a deeper level.
Our beliefs can be buried under so many thoughts, layers and layers of more shallow thoughts to get to those deeper core beliefs. How do we go on a journey of exploring what we actually believe, especially if we're nervous or we're scared to look that critically at ourselves, to really see ourselves?
I love this question, and I appreciate you asking it, because safety, a felt sense of safety, and I'll call it nervous system regulation, is another companion that is important to have on this journey of self-exploration, because it can be scary to find out what lives down there. Yes. So nervous system regulation and creating a felt sense of safety in your body to sort of start to let your body know and communicate with your mind and communicate with yourself and communicate with your body that, hey, it's actually safe to see this information. I'm ready for you to show me what I need to see, because I can't change what I don't notice and what I'm not aware of. And I'm ready to make these changes, and I'm ready for this information. And trusting that your subconscious, your mind, and your body, they'll never show you anything you're not ready for. So you get to start this journey by combating that resistance with nervous system regulation. And it also just feels really good and is very soothing, because when you're in a stress response or an activated state, what actually happens is your prefrontal cortex doesn't function as effectively. Your prefrontal cortex is where a higher level thinking, analysis, decision-making comes from. But if we're feeling afraid, it's not going to function as critically. So the first thing that you want to do is begin to have a relationship with your nervous system, begin to have a relationship with your body. And so that way you can hear it and feel it and tell it that it's safe for the information that you're ready for.
As someone who has done some of this work, it's really changed my life. But I have to be honest, I have definitely found things in the deeper levels of my subconscious, asking myself questions, going down that rabbit hole that I didn't want to see, and things I didn't necessarily want to be true. What is your advice to someone who comes across a belief that feels very overwhelming, scary?
You are not alone. And while our experience can feel very personal, it's actually universal. And you might be surprised to find out, another spoiler, whatever may be limiting or even limiting or not serving you, not empowering, disempowering belief that you have found that you didn't want to see, that might even be loud information for your nervous system to see and experience, I guarantee you, you're not the only person who feels that way. And so the advice that I have for you is two things. One is to get into community of people who are doing this work with you. There's a sea of us out here who are on a self-exploration, healing, growth, and expansion journey. So you're absolutely not alone. And to find people who are on this journey with you, because then you also, that's the second thing, is then you get to see and hear other people's experience and say, oh, I'm so glad they said that, because me too. I felt that way too.
What's the first step if someone wants to go on the journey, but they don't know how? After they regulate their nervous system, what do they ask themselves? What do they do to start to get there?
I would start with desire and dreams, because when you know where you want to go, maybe the first step I encourage you and invite you to take is have a little brainstorm session or a dream session with yourself. Sit down, gift yourself the time and space to get clear on, if anything was possible, what would I attempt? Or what do I truly desire in my heart of hearts? Write that vision for yourself, because when you have that vision and you've written out all of your desires, go big, get juicy, get crazy, get expansive. Test yourself on that, because I know that that's a big ask. So regulate your nervous system, get clear on what you desire or what you might desire. Allow yourself to be wrong here. You know, there's no right or wrong answer in a brainstorm. Write it all out. If anything was possible, play that what if game with yourself. And then when you have that, that's when you can start to read it and listen for any part of either your mind or your body that says, oh no, you could never do that. That's not for you, right? When you read your vision to yourself and listen for any resistance to your dreams and desires. And that's where you can start to collect some information about, oh, isn't that interesting? My body cringed when I thought using my voice would serve other people and make an impact in this world, right?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of the so what game?
Say more about it.
Okay. It's a game I used to play. I'm sure you've heard of it, where you would like isolate a belief and you'd be like, so what if that happened? So what if people laughed at me? Well, then this would happen. So what if that happened? And go down the rabbit hole. It's such an effective exercise for getting to a more root belief. And that's exactly what you're reminding me of.
Oh, I love that. And you know, I haven't heard of that game, so thank you for introducing that to me.
You guys, play it. It's really fun. Whatever fear you have, so what if that happened? Yeah. Then share your next fear. So what if that happened? And then you're actually going to get to what you're scared of. So if you do these desires and you have specific fears around them, go down the rabbit hole and see what the actual bigger fear is, because it's never what it seems like in the beginning.
Oh, definitely. That's beautiful.
I want to shift gears a little bit, and I want to discuss this concept of we're always being programmed. This is important because our dear university students that we love consume a lot of media. How does that inform our programming?
It's great news because you can sort of like feed yourself nutritious media. You can support yourself with media that inspires you and uplifts you and learns you. So that's why it is good news. And it's also a cautionary tale. Because depending on what media you are consuming, you're very impressionable. It is certainly influencing your thoughts, your energetic state, your nervous system. It's just like any other diet, what media you're consuming. It directs your thoughts and it imprints on your nervous system. So it's also a cautionary tale with you get to be really considerate and gentle with yourself about A, how much, and B, what kind of media you're feeding yourself, and know that it is influencing and imprinting on your nervous system throughout the day. And that directly impacts the thoughts you're going to think and the way you're going to feel. And what's more important than that?
There's nothing more important. And something I think that is worth mentioning as a caveat is we are desensitized or exposed to sometimes violent or cruel content or content that is very misaligned with our beliefs. How do we handle that sort of content?
There's
a lot of very negative content.
Yes, please give yourself permission to turn it off. And I know that can be hard because media consumption can be very addicting. A lot of the outlets are designed to be addicting and addictive and form habits with, well, the more that people can consume this media, the better. But give yourself permission. And sometimes that takes tough love to remove yourself from the consumption of certain media outlets when you know you've had enough, when you know your nervous system needs a break. Give yourself permission to turn it off. And sometimes that can be tough. So that's an act of radical self-love is I feel like scrolling right now, but I know that I need to take a pause and take a little break from it.
Mm-hmm. That is, I love that phrasing, radical self-love. And I'm sure you've developed that over years and years of this work. What do you wish you knew about metacognition, about beliefs that you didn't know when you were in university that you know now?
That you get to create all of it by design. You are at choice with the thoughts you think. You are at choice with the beliefs you believe. You're always at choice. And I wish I had known that when I was in school.
Mm-hmm. When did you start to learn that?
I've always been a lover of personal growth. And so I would explore media that was around personal growth. And I eventually worked my way into a course about neuroidentity evolution. And that's when I became a certified neuroidentity evolution practitioner. That taught me everything about the deeper belief work, which then inspired me to go back to school and actually study what I wanted to study and study what I loved, which is psychology. And then encouraged me and kept me on the path of, okay, well, then you get to get all the certificates and training that you need to do what you actually want to do. But I learned that after the really hard chapters of exploring and trial and error, it took me, a good decade of that trial and error to then eventually honestly stumble upon. I just kept exploring until I found the thing that made me feel at home in my soul, which is personal growth. If we're going to get clear on what that was, it was personal growth and identity evolution. And then I learned, oh my gosh, everything's a choice. Wow, this is great. And I was able to elevate my consciousness, my awareness, to know that it's a choice. Because previously I had been operating that I didn't know that it was a choice, but now you know.
Now it's a choice. Okay, so here's our tough last question. For university students who are maybe navigating that tough season, what three mm-hmm. pieces of advice do you have for them?
The first piece of advice is really to practice opening your eyes, your ears, and your heart to evidence all around you that you're already doing it. You're already enough today. Period. Start there. There's nowhere to get to. I love dreams and goals and achieving things, but it's so much more sustainable when we come from a place of you are already enough. You are already whole. You're already doing it. You're alive. Yay. That's it. That's advice number one, is start there. And so just tuning your eyes and ears to see it, see evidence of it, see how far you've already come. Can we start there? And then advice two and three is kindness to yourself along the way. Celebrate yourself, give yourself kudos, be gentle with yourself, be gracious and compassionate with yourself. And if that sounds like a far cry, start small and practice. And then three is, if you can share that kindness with others, it's really good for your own brain.
Imagine that.
So that's a win-win.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love those pieces of advice. And I can see how along my journey, I've really leaned into all of those, particularly the first one, leaning into realizing I was already doing the thing, maybe not at the scale that I wanted it to be at. That was tremendous in getting me where I actually wanted to go.
And because when you get there, you'll want to go somewhere else.
You will.
So we're never really there. And that's why, you know, in any life journey, growth journey, it's so important to cultivate that as like that belief that you are already enough. Because you'll never really get there. We're never done. We're never finished. So feeling like you're already there is a great way to start the journey.
Oh my goodness. Jillian, if someone wants to consume your beautiful content, hear more of your voice, where do they follow you on socials?
Jillian Pawlowski on Instagram is my social.
And she's going to put good content into your brain. She'll feed you healthy, nourishing things.
Yes, I'm so excited too. It's my pleasure. And for the pre-service educators, if you're studying education, I love, love, love to wrap all things metacognition, subconscious beliefs. It's what I do in Empowered Educator. So you can find me at empowerededucator.com or email me at jillian@empowerededucator.com as well.
Incredible. As we wrap up, Jillian, what's next for you? As in, where are you going on your journey? I'm just curious.
We are opening actually a certification in Empowered Educator that I'm really excited about. That's coming down the pike in 2026. But this fall, we have a lot of programming called Thrive, which is like where we start our metacognition journey, and then we can be continued and redesign your mind, which is where we take that metacognition and take it deeper into the subconscious in Empowered Educator that I can't wait for a new fall cohort to start.
It's amazing. And as you can see, you love what you do now. So I love that your sad, somewhat harrowing dark story at the beginning has a beautiful full circle moment by the end. Jillian, thank you so much for coming on today. It has been an absolute pleasure to discuss all things beliefs and metacognition with beautiful you.
Thank you so much, Brooke. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. And thank you so much, everyone, for joining us on another episode of the Campus Chronicles podcast. So if today's episode gave you life, perspective, or just a much needed moment to breathe in a busy world, I don't want you to keep it to yourself. Share it, tag us, please send it to a friend who needs to hear it. And if you're not on our newsletter yet, what are you doing? Go to campuschroniclespod.com and join the crew. We have all the behind the scenes things, unfiltered thoughts from me and the team, bonus resources, and insider only invites to events, giveaways, and things that we really don't post anywhere else. I promise I'm not going to spam you. It's just the good stuff straight to your inbox. Being in university is wild enough. You don't need to miss out on what matters. Sign up now and let's make this next semester the one that you stop surviving and start thriving. Until next time, stay bold, stay curious, keep writing your own chapter. This is Campus Chronicles.